welcome to another worldwide podcast, The Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 9 with verses 19 through 23. When every commandment had been proclaimed by Moses to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats, together with water and crimson wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has enjoined upon you." In the same way, he sprinkled also the tabernacle and all the vessels of worship with blood. According to the law, almost everything is purified by blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Therefore, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified by these rites. But the heavenly things themselves by better sacrifices than these. Oh man, bloody expectations seem to rule what humanity must forgive, as in each other before war creates death as some sort of thrill. We see it in Ukraine while the world watches as some sort of mind-your-own-business pill, allowing Russia to annihilate what Putin sees as conquering his local hill. Why, we might all ask, unable to reason the answers once told, seeking to understand killing others to accomplish their goal. They surely aren't listening to the law Moses had foretold, in living with bloodshed as a ritual to unload the sins of his people, so humanity could live and grow old. Paul writes, according to the law, almost everything is purified by blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Our play on words state, no Jesus, no peace, no Jesus, no peace. Yet our world will deny how peace is accomplished in the shedding of divine blood once and for all that cleansed the world of needing to kill, but live in peace without blood being shed at all, treating each other as we would treat ourselves, not pushing ideas of excess as where humanity gets its wealth, but God, where natural order is stealth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest each day, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we'd pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are entering the church this past Easter season. We're lifting you up in the Holy Spirit, and we pray for the men in blue, those men in Kairos serves in the prison. Lord, we're asking for special prayer intentions as we move towards a letter-writing campaign for one of the individuals in prison. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Hebrews 9. It's verses 19 through 23. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Blood Must Be Used as the Forgiveness God Instilled." Moses proclaimed commandments to people all, goats and calves, blood sprinkling the people his call, as well as the book with hyssop and wool crimson fall. Covenant blood enjoining God, no one was appalled. Tabernacle two vessels worshiping blood was spilled. Blood must be used as the forgiveness God instilled. things heavenly purified by rites no human killed. Sacrifice better than these, bleeding divine blood, humanity rebuild. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokers Wiggins. It's April 29th, 2022. Recording this morning at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I'd like to say hello to my good friends John and Marie. You stay with a perpetual prayer of love towards these two God-fearing people. Thanks for your friendship. We continue to lift up my beautiful wife in Christ, who is overcoming her needs, that rash that's been finally overtaken by the Lord's will. We're just so thankful for that. And we're praying today for my son, who's 23 years old, who just started a job recently as his first server job ever. We pray that he gets some understanding of what the will of God is in his life and how he can come to know Jesus in every aspect that he walks. Lord, we're calling on Jesus to instill in the words of truth, love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, we call on all of you to do the same thing as we close today, stating, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven and the universal utterings each day. God bless you. Have an awesome day in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only way to find peace is in Jesus. God bless you.